Oh, almost ran into the deacon. That'd have been bad. Good morning. And how are you? Today, the gospel talks about the things of the world, and the gospel talks, all three readings talk about greed and against the greed. And I think to put everything in the context, we have to go to the first line of the second reading. And the first line says, brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, and were you raised with Christ? Yes, at baptism. Seek what is above, where God is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is of earth. So God is talking about we need to be focused on eternity. We need to be focused on our eternal life. We need to be focused on God. It's the only way we make sense of any of the stuff in the world. You know, again, this yesterday we had all these shootings and that. It becomes such commonplace in America now, in El Paso and then in Dayton, and all these senseless lives that are taken. And it makes us focus on, well, what's the point? You know, is this all there is? Is there all just a bunch of crazy people we have to always worry about as churches anymore? People can come in and hurt us and kill us. And the only thing we got to always remember, I think, is that first of all, we keep our eyes on God. And then we got to make sure that the way we deal with all this stuff is that we just cover everything in prayer because, you know, some people think prayer, what's prayer do? Prayer keeps you alive forever. What prayer does. And it's the only thing that helps us make sense of all the garbage that goes on. And so today we celebrate the Feast of Food. Does anybody know? Thank you, Ed. St. John Vianney. The rest of you got to get caught up in your tradition here. August 4th is the Feast of St. John Vianney, who's the patron of parish priests, the cure of ours. He's in our window in the Adoration Chapel. Anyway, but it's the Feast of the Priesthood. But I've often and talk about the reality of, I've never done a mission, or like this weekend when I was down in Orange, Texas, which is in the middle of nowhere, but great guys. We had a phenomenal time there. I had to fly into Houston and then drive 2 hours to get to this place and then give talks Friday, Saturday, and drive back to Houston. But anyway, St. John Vianney told us that this is the glorious duty of man. And what are the two things that St. John Vianney told us we must do? Does anyone know? We need to pray and love. So the purpose of life, we need to pray and we need to. When we become people who pray and love, greed is not part of our lives. It just isn't, as the things are. When we deal with people that are shooting people, when we deal with all these people who are hurt, we pray for them. We pray for these people who are hurting to make sure that they know they're not alone. We love them. We do as best we can to get in there. And pray and love is what we can deal with all the tragedies of life. This is what it is to be a saint. This is what it is to live forever. If we keep it such basic, like again, when I did at the end of a mission, at the end of all my retreats I give, I say, everything we're talking about, everything is summed up into these two things, that we pray and that we love. And so when we pray, it keeps us, first of all, focused on God. And that God is beyond all the things now. That we can never make sense of everything on this earth, can we? Life is bad. You know, bad things happen. And if we just get focused on all this, then we're going to go way down. But when we know that God is beyond all this, and though we understand very little about what happens here on earth, when we get into the mind of God, when we enter in His presence, we get to see life in eternity. And then we can kind of look back and know that God will make all things work together for good. That we mightn't understand now, but 100 billion years from now when we're in glory, we'll understand because we'll see things the way God sees things. And if you and I are praying every day, we start seeing things the way God sees things. And then when we become these people of prayer, we become like Jesus. Because Jesus at this very moment is what? interceding for us. So when we hear of the tragedies in our nation and in the world, what should we be doing? Praying, which means we are interceding for them. We are lifting up all these people in prayer. It's just not an isolated, something that happened on the other side of the country. It's something that happened to us. We lift up these people in prayer. We intercede for these people. There is nothing in this world anywhere, not just in America, anywhere that it doesn't affect us. And there's no part of this world where we can't make an effect when we are praying for them. And not just, oh yeah, and bless those people, but we just lift them up. The people that are surviving, that the Lord somehow brings healing to their hearts. We intercede for them because that's what Jesus does. So when we really become prayer, it's more important than breathing. Prayer is my life. Prayer is what I do more than I do on Sunday. Again, as I talked about to the guys this weekend, again, gentlemen, I said, if you think that coming to Mass on Sunday is going to get you to heaven, think again. This isn't enough. I don't care if you're here every Sunday, wouldn't miss it once. If this is your whole spiritual life, what you do right here in this 45 minutes or at this Mass an hour and 10 minutes, whatever it happens to be, if this is the core of your spiritual life, you will not live forever. This isn't enough. You and I must pray, pray, pray. It must be our life. That's how we seek what is above. But when we love, what we do is we become like God. Love is the answer to the situations in life. You know, we can't sometimes do a lot, but boy, we can love the people. And in our personality, of course. That our job every day is to be love in a world that doesn't know love. In our personality, of course. But if God is love, it must make us love. Like again, in dealing with these men these weekend, I just said that again, I always do. I said, gentlemen, let's think for a moment, and the gentlemen here, we can do the same. If I was to ask your children who you are, how would they describe you, their father? Would they describe you, their father, as the most loving man I know? Just asking. Because your job is to show them God. And who is God? Love. Now that the women just judged their husbands, let's look at you. And if I was to ask your children, ladies, describe for me your mother. Now, this will work more for women usually. Would they describe you as their mother? Is my mother is the most loving person I know. Why? Because she shows me God. And see, this got to be the way we're deciding. You know, we make life very, very complicated. We make following Jesus very, very complicated. But John Vianney makes it simple for us. And he says, listen, do this. Pray and love. Become this love. Become this person who loves God above all things and loves others. And especially today, I encourage you that on the day when we remember priests, you know, the Holy Father, Father Michael, as I was driving up, I had to stay at the hotel last night, and I woke up early and I was driving up this morning, and Father Michael sent me what Pope Francis sent out to the priests, and usually Pope Francis kicks our butts, you do know that. But this one, he was just very, very affirming. And he says, it's a hard time to be a priest, and I'm lifting you up in your prayer, and I want you to know that you're not alone. And those are the type of things, especially when the church seems to be falling apart. Again, we need to make sure that the priests that are still here, usually most of these priests are good. And we need to, again, as we have all adopted someone who is a priest here, we need to make sure that today is a day we pray for them, a day we reach out and affirm them. As I was flying from Detroit to Pittsburgh, and one of the stewardesses in the back, I was sleeping, of course, and I woke up, and she came and she knelt next to me. And I'm thinking, now what? Maybe she wanted to go to confession. And as she knelt next to me, she sat there and says, Father, thank you for your service. And I was like, Well, thank you for saying that. Because usually it's, hey, Father, puh, you know, and spit on us. But here's a woman who just came up and said, thank you. We know that all priests aren't bad. We know that. And so thank you for your service. And that happened to me not only there, but when I was in Texas, as soon as I got off the airplane, someone came running up to me and said, Father! And then all these women come around. It's usually the women that do that kind of stuff. And all these women come around. And it was just, it was a great time. But that we too need to remember that we need to give love and prayer to the priests in the world. And of course we have to be loving and praying to victims. Of course we got to be loving and praying to all these people. But when we deal with all the issues of the world in our family, in our world, in our church, with two things, I will pray and I will love, we can bring great healing. And boy, do we need great healing. You got it? Get it? You're going to live it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.